Welcome to Twist for the week of October 10th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. The first development we're covering today is a decision from the South Dakota Supreme Court addressing the computation of the deduction for federal taxes imposed that is allowed under the state's bank franchise tax law. The issue in the case centered on whether taxes imposed meant total income multiplied by the applicable tax rate or the amount of taxes paid or compulsory tax liability required under federal law. The court determined that the deduction was limited to the amount of taxes paid or an entity's tax liability. In the court's view, a taxpayer should not expect to subtract a larger amount of federal taxes than it is obligated to pay. In other news, an ALJ in New York concluded that a taxpayer was selling non-taxable information services and not taxable pre-written computer software. In the ALJ's view, the taxpayer service was a bundled service, and the primary function test must be applied to determine its taxability. The primary function of the taxpayer services was to provide customers with reports regarding activity that occurred with the emails the customer sent to their prospective clients. In a recent private letter ruling, the Colorado Department of Revenue addressed the taxability of streaming platform credits. The taxpayer, a streaming platform, allowed viewers of its streaming content to purchase so-called platform credits. The platform credits could be used to show support for a particular streamer and essentially allowed the viewer enhanced interaction with streamers. The ruling concluded that no sales tax was due when the company sold platform credits or when they were redeemed by the purchaser. Finally, the City of Portland, Oregon, recently amended its business license tax law to adopt market-based sourcing effective for tax years beginning on or after January 1, 2023. Although the amended ordinance has been approved, it will not take effect until substantially similar provisions are adopted by the governing bodies of Multnomah County and Metro. The Multnomah County Board of Commissioners approved the first reading of a revised ordinance at its September 29th meeting. The second reading is scheduled for October 13th of this year. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.